We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
So I think I've said this before. I think their PR department is utterly incompetent. And I think we should probably send our resumes to them.
Well, being incontinent is no joke.
No, and,
oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were accusing them of.
Yeah. It's Tom Bowerly.
You know what? Been there, done that, and it's weird, but,
no.
You know, you got. I'm sorry. I'm a grown-up.
And David Bellavia.
The whole thing. Really? You enjoy that? I don't.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
I mean, I would immediately change topics.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. I don't know what's going on with their internet, but it's Facebook is just ridiculously slow. It's like you type a letter and it doesn't show up for 20 seconds. How can I swear at people if I can't see what I'm writing? It is Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. And, hey, color me happy that Erie County sheriffs, and I presume the other departments in Erie County, which, of course, are autonomous law enforcement agencies, they do work together very closely. But, you know, each of them has, you know, a sheriff or a chief in charge and a structure of command, chain of command. But they're going to crack down on handicapped parking violations. One of the issues, too, is I'd like to know what else you'd like to see the cops crack down on. I mean, what else should the cops be cracking down on? And historically, folks, anytime I've done a show about your pet peeves, what grinds your gears, people abusing handicapped parking is a big one. And typically, it is the people who get out of a car and they don't have the tag hanging from the window. And what I've tried to do is offer a little bit of a perspective on that and encourage you. Like a few years ago, I might have been tempted to key people. Well, or think about keying people who were parked in a handicapped spot without the proper thing hanging from the rearview mirror. But here is what happens. You are told when you get the permit, you're not supposed to drive with it hanging from your mirror. Unfortunately, a lot of people either don't know that or they don't follow that particular law, which does open them up, by the way, to a vehicle and traffic stop that is probable cause, just in case you wanted to know. So long story, I can't even tell you the number of times I've had the conversation with my kids about that, and I finally just gave up, finally said, you know what, done, you've been told. You've been told once. All right. So anyway, long story short, folks, where I'm trying to go with this is a lot of people leave the tag on their rearview mirror, which is wrong. So sometimes what happens is you get to the store and you're thinking about what you're going to buy in the store. And because you have legally driven without the tag hanging from your rearview mirror, you forget to put it up before you leave the car. So not everybody you see that's parked in a handicapped spot without the tag hanging from the window, the rearview window, not everybody is a moron a-hole. Sometimes people just forget to put the tag up, and chances are they just forgot to do it because they were driving legally. And frankly, I am stunned at the number of people I see who have that tag up every time they're behind the wheel. You're not supposed to have it on the mirror when the car is in motion. You're not supposed to have anything from that mirror when the car is in motion. But I applaud the Erie County Sheriff for cracking down on abuse of parking, handicap parking permits. And for those who don't know, the permit goes with the individual to whom it is issued. For example, I now have a temporary handicap tag. For, you know, everybody knows what I went through last winter and the various restrictions that were put on me. But when we travel with my mom, now we use my tag, but my tag's going to expire and I'm not going to get it renewed unless I have another heart attack. But my mom is obviously elderly and she has a cane. So if I travel with my mother, because the tag travels with the person to whom it is issued, it is entirely cool for me to wave the handicap tag at the officer doing traffic control, be directed, as I was at the air show, to the disabilities parking area. And they were nice enough at the air show, as much as possible, to bring the golf carts to the area where the disabled parking was to shuttle people back and forth. It wasn't just me, between the parking lot for the disabled and the entrance to the air show. That's one of the reasons, by the way, and I really want to thank Kim and Bill and Dan for their kindness and courtesy, not just to me, but to so many people at that air show. But the long and the short of it is, the permit goes with the person who is disabled. If a teenager is borrowing grandma's car and goes to the mall and leaves that car with the handicap tag in the mirror, that is totally uncool. That's the kind of thing that they're going to crack down on. If you don't have the person in the car with you to whom that handicap tag was issued, you should have it confiscated. It should be returned to the municipality, and you should have to explain to your grandmother why she's got to go down to town hall and get another one because you abused it. There's not enough handicap spots when you need them. That's one of the things that I've learned in life. You know, there are times at Wegmans, and Wegmans has tons of handicap spots. There are times on a weekend I would go in winter, I could not find a handicap spot. I literally could, and I had to, you know, go home and then try again later because things weren't so good over the wintertime for your humble host, to be very, very honest with you. Long story short, what else would you like to see cops crack down on? And your experiences with this whole handicap parking situation. It's like everybody's got a story. I mean, I've got stories, but I can offer a different dimension to it that I never thought that I would be able to offer. I actually know a little bit about this issue. That's highly unusual for me, not to be talking out of my arse. Let's go to Greg, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Greg, you are on Bowerly and Bellavia, and if you're not hearing David, it's because David is has an engagement, and I am doing it solo, and David and I have an arrangement with each other and with work here that there's times he needs to bail out early, there's times I need to bail out early, and we'll just go solo, and it's pretty cool. So obviously, David and I still get along, and there's no trouble at all in paradise. I like people who try to start rumors. It's kind of fun. Anyway, Greg, you're on WBEN. Hi.
That makes me really sad, Tom. It really does. But I'm sure he's listening to me on the radio, and thank you for your service, David. And, hey, it's great that you're feeling better, Tom. That's really nice to hear. I'm not a regular caller, but I wanted you guys to know, your screener didn't bring this up. I brought this topic up just recently and asked him. But the people from Ontario now have, I don't know how long it's been, you know, in progress, but you have nothing hanging from your mirrors. There's a sticker that goes on the very bottom of the passenger window, and it's for the handicapped person. Now, my mom is, I'm your age, just 2 years younger. I'm 52. And there's a sticker that goes on the bottom that you can hardly see. It's like a bumper sticker.
Right.
And it goes on the bottom of the window. And I've had an experience where they come and visit me, and we go out in their car because I got a truck. Yeah, so we go out in the car at Petco at Eastern Hills Mall. We went up there. I needed cat litter. And this stupid dame, okay, they're from Ontario, Welland, and the stupid dame, hey, you can't park there. You can't park there. You don't have a tag in your window. Like, lady, come here. And we showed it to her. Okay, that's how Ontario does it now. And according to your screener, nobody's brought this up. But you got to really think twice before you shoot your mouth off, New Yorkers.
Oh, you know what? If you could send a picture of that, I'm sure we could probably find it online. That's good information to have because you Canadians come over here, you spend a hell of a lot of money at our local brick-and-mortar places and restaurants, still have to enlighten you as to what a gratuity is all about, but we'll get to that in a future show. But no, that's a great point because you guys have a different system for denoting handicapped parking things. Phil is going to send me a copy of the picture so we can try to load it up on the Facebook page.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, Tom, I'm Canadian, but I've lived in the States for 20 years. I'm a contractor, so
I'm an American, but like everybody in Buffalo, I have a lot of family in Canada and a lot of Canadians in the family tree, so that gives me the inborn right to rag on Canadians.
Yeah. Well, I've been here, like I say, for 20 years now, 19 years. And traveling all over the U.S., but like
I'll tell you that's good information. And we see a lot of Ontario plates here. Every now and again, we see the Quebec plates. Do they also have like smaller stickers about which we should be aware?
I don't know whether it's province wide. I have no idea. I do know it's in Ontario, though. Now I don't know as well is whether you get a choice to hang one in your mirror, or you get there's no choice and you get a sticker in the bottom of the passenger window.
You know, I wonder if our Canadian listeners, and we are kind of like Radio Free Canada, it might not be a bad idea for the Canadian municipalities to issue the tags for the rearview mirrors for you Canadians who come over here a lot, so you don't end up getting wrongly keyed or wrongly yelled at when you have every legal, legitimate right to park in a handicapped spot. You just don't have the tags.
Absolutely. I'm just thinking that you could definitely be keyed by somebody that doesn't realize. I'm sure the police know in every county.
Oh, dude, I have forgotten to put it up two or three times. Every time I walked out to the car, I felt like the biggest heel in the world, and I would always like hold it up like it's, yeah, see, I really do have one. I just forgot to put it on the mirror. I don't drive with it on the mirror.
Yeah, and when they come, they have the same feeling all the time if there's an issue. Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? People do shoot their mouths off, and people do make assumptions. And again, just because somebody is not in a wheelchair does not mean that they don't deserve a handicapped parking sticker. Now, they shouldn't be given out like candy, don't get me wrong. But there are various diseases that people have that really do limit their mobility, and they can limit the ability to be in the cold. And just because somebody doesn't have a walker or a wheelchair does not mean that they are fully able-bodied or even close to it.
Well, Tom, Mom spends 5 hours a day on her back at home. She can only stand so much.
My mom did too, but something had to pay the rent. Oh! I'm glad you called in. Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Everybody know that.
Good luck to your mom, and that is good information. If you see a Canadian parked in a handicapped spot and you don't see the tag hanging from the rearview mirror, it's because they don't have tags, but they got stickers. So don't key the Canadians' cars or give them grief, all right, because we love our Canadian neighbors. All right, so the cops are going to start cracking down on handicapped parking violators. Good thing, bad thing? What have you learned about handicapped parking? And what should the cops be cracking down on? I mean, all right, they're going to do that. And look, that's something it's impossible not to get behind, because there are a finite number of handicapped spots. And nobody likes to feel like other people are abusing the system, all right? The red ones are temporary. The blue ones are permanent. And, you know, again, I can't stress this enough. Just because somebody doesn't have a wheelchair doesn't mean that they're able-bodied, okay? I'm just saying, you got to be careful whom and how you judge, because you have no idea if that able-bodied woman is carrying around 5 pounds of shrapnel from Iraq. You don't know. Let's go to John in Buffalo on WBEN.
Hey, good topic. 2 years ago, I was working at one of the local malls. We were doing a great big construction project there, so we were taking a lot of the parking lot spots, and some of them were cutting into the handicap area.
Just the Cootsie Ball, by any chance?
What's that?
The Cootsie Ball? You said you were working at a big ball.
No, the mall.
Oh, mall, M-A-L-L. Sorry, clearly the hearing aids need to be in when I'm doing the show. Keep going.
So anyway, so we're working in the parking lot, and I'm seeing people come and go. And exactly what you're saying, the minimal amount of handicapped spots we had are filling up with, you know, all kinds of fancy cars. And the one car, I finally kind of blow a gasket in my head. I watch this car pull up, big fancy SUV, parks. Two women get out, all dutied up, and they stroll into the mall with a kind of pep in their step. And I'm like, because 10 minutes before, I'm looking at this guy with a cane, kind of having a hard time walking, and he's parking 30 spots further away because all the handicapped spots were filled up. So I kind of couldn't take it, and I kind of looked at him. I'm like, do you really need that spot, is what I asked him. And maybe I shouldn't, based on, like you're saying, you can't really judge. But based on how they were walking, I'm like, these women are perfectly fine to be able to walk an extra 20 feet. And here's a poor guy with a cane who's having a hard time, and he's making the big, long trek.
No.
They blew a gasket. They went crazy. And they actually talked to the manager of the mall, like, some guy out there just gave us a hard time for parking in the spot, and we want him fired. They went nuts.
No, okay, that's a little over the top. Your intention, look, your intentions were good, but you don't know, like I said, you don't know if maybe they'd had chemo that day, and maybe the pep you saw in their step was their 1 minute burst of energy for the day. We have no idea what other people we meet are going through on a daily basis. And, you know, as far as the car they got out of, guess what? You know, there are some nice cars that are driven by disabled people.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think your heart was in the right place. And did they offer any explanation as to why they were in the handicap spot?
No, they kind of gave me some expletives and mind your own effing business and that kind of stuff.
See, that's on them, because that, you know what? That is on them, because how hard would it have been for them to say, hey, we're glad you're paying attention. We just had heart surgery.
Yeah.
We just had knee replacement surgery. No problem.
If that's the case, I'll park your car and carry it to the mall. It's bad for the guys who are on the crutches. And like you say, if you stay in a parking lot and you watch the spots for a while and you see overwhelming number of people that just kind of park and roll in there, you kind of start to wonder. And the guys who really need the help, they're the ones making the track, you know. So, yeah, normally I would.
Well, you know what? I'm glad the sheriffs are going to use their legal authority to make sure that the person for whom the permit is issued is actually part of that particular parking transaction, because if they're not, they deserve to have it confiscated, and then grandma can explain to the doctor why she needs more paperwork.
Yeah, definitely.
But look, I think your heart's in the right place, John. Thank you very much.
Hey, have a good day.
Yep, but like I said, I mean, the people who got out of the nice car with the pep in their step, they could have been a hell of a lot more cool about it. How hard would it have been to say, thank you for noticing my husband just had heart surgery? Thank you for noticing my wife has lupus. I mean, that's not exactly a hard thing to do, instead of flying off the handle, which, by the way, makes you look guilty. Does it not? 627 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly and Bellavia. Oh, it is Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. Another one of those stupid gun buyback programs, this one in Niagara Falls. I'd like to see the full photographs of every single gun that was brought in. Seriously. Because, you know, I mean, according to the TV reports, I mean, people are bringing in choppers, man. People are bringing AKs and Uzis and everything else for $50. I have a hard time believing that. Well, you know, there's no data, by the way, that shows that these things do anything to reduce crime, right? This is just a masturbatory, feel-good, nonsense thing that they do to create the illusion that somehow things are going to get better. Do absolutely nothing. All right, let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Question is, first of all, are you happy that the cops are going to crack down on handicap parking violators and abusers? And where next should they focus their attention? I mean, there's only so many cops to go around, only so many cops available per shift. So what do you want them to be on the lookout for where you live? Loud vehicles. There are some vehicles out there, some of them motorcycles, some of them four-wheelers. There are noise restrictions. Everybody bitches about the loud music. You know, when you've got vehicles going down your street at 2 a.m. that remind you of the F-22 Raptor at the air show, those people have got to be pulled over. I'm just saying. Let's go to Joel in Tonawanda on WBEN. Joel.
what you should do is set up an express booth a quarter mile from the gun buyback program, an express line, and buy all the Uzis for $5. Not a comment, though.
You know what? I mean, I think that what we need here's the law we need. Every time they do a gun buyback, they should have to show us each and every gun that was bought back.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Really. I'm not sure if this has been mentioned yet, and I just picked it up where your call before the break, John. And he had a couple of observations, and you explained it very well. You don't know the situation. Let me just tell you my situation and something no one's thought of. If you look at me, I'm 58. I am on Social Security disability. I work part time. I'm on disability because of physical and mental issues. If you look at me. I do have a handicap sticker. If you look at me, especially if my body is working that moment, mm-hmm. you would say, what is that guy doing? But here's my point. That gentleman that John saw with the cane parking further away, my body works best when I keep moving. And I don't park in the handicap spot. Well, I rarely park in a handicap spot because I enjoy, and my body enjoys, to walk that extra 50 feet, the 100 feet. That's exercise for me. So that's basically my point. Maybe that guy with the cane wanted to get some exercise.
Well, the way it was explained by our caller, it almost seemed though as though the people with the nice car that were dressed to the nines with the pep in their step, that they had taken the last, he didn't say it in so many words, but I got the impression that they'd pretty much taken the last available handicap spot.
Well, every time me and my wife go out, I like to back into every spot. And, you know, we go to Wegmans a lot, and I always tell my wife I feel bad backing in because I'm a really good backer. And you don't see a lot of people that are in their 80s, not that I'm that old, but 80s or 90s backing in. One another point, we have four cars. We only keep the sticker in one car. I also have a 2007 Mustang that I put about 100 miles a year on it. Now, if I go zooming up in that thing and pull into Wegmans and back it into a handicapped spot, everyone looks at me. So that's another reason why I don't park in a handicapped spot, especially if I'm in the Mustang, because I don't want people giving me grief. I don't need that.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, they shouldn't, because the kind of vehicle you drive has nothing to do with any physical or mental disability you may have. I happen to have a very nice car myself, and I'm sorry, I don't care what people think if they see me going into a handicap spot and putting the sticker on my vehicle. I mean, truly, that's just not something about which I really care. Whether somebody's driving a 1972 Pinto or a 2017 Ferrari is immaterial.
That's true. My first marriage, me and my first wife, we lived in Virginia outside of D.C., and she was on bed rest with her pregnancy. She was able to get a temporary handicap sticker. Well, we had a 72 convertible Cutlass 442, a red one. And we pulled in a giant supermarket down there, and we had the sticker on. We had I'm not sure, it must have been a hang tag on the rearview mirror. As we came out of the supermarket, security was there, and we heard him say, they're here, cancel the tow truck. And we had the sticker up. I think he was just going off of the car. My ex-wife is very feisty. And she got all pissed off at this guy. But anyhow, you're right. It doesn't matter what kind of car. You're right. But
I mean, if you were to go to Beverly Hills, I'm sure you'd see quite a few Ferraris and Maseratis with handicap stickers. And, you know, again, you can't judge somebody's disability based on the vehicle they're driving. I mean, for all you know, they bought the Ferrari because they got a $7 million lawsuit verdict, which, by the way, made them handicapped for life.
Oh, exactly. But my major point is that, you know, I like the exercise. And if I'm driving a nice car, I don't want it to get dinged. I know you don't want your Porsche to get dinged either. But
it's already gotten dinged. Are you kidding me? You cannot have any new vehicle. I don't care if it's a Porsche or a Ford. People don't want anybody else to have a nice vehicle, so they'll key you, they'll bump into you, they won't see it. It's one of those human nature things.
That sucks because I'll take great pains not to come close to another car because I have too much respect for cars in general. And, yeah, it is. It's terrible when you get your first one.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I'm weird. Well, I guess I can answer that. I am weird. But I don't know how many people out there, when you get a new car, okay, especially if you haven't had a new car in a while, I'm almost relieved when it gets the first scratch or ding because I know it's just a question of time.
You're right.
And it's almost like you feel as though you've paid the god of karma.
You're right.
I usually am, and thank you for noticing.
You're right.
I like to hear that. Thank you.
Have a nice
day. I appreciate it. Well, whenever Mrs. Nerd says that, I make her say it into my phone, and I record it just so I can put it on a continuous loop for when she might not think I'm right, and then I can just play it for her, and it does wonders for a relationship. It is 646 at News Radio 930 WBEN. There's a great deal of confusion, apparently, over whether Mrs. Nerd and I are, in fact, married. I'm going to keep that confusing. I'm going to keep that intentionally confusing. Said this before. If we were going to actually be married, her parents are going to have to sign off on it. Sorry. For as wild and wacky as I may be, and for as much of a free spirit as I may be, believe it or not, there is a big part of me that is surprisingly old school. And it's not just about not wanting to have women in the bathroom when I'm trying to take a leak. Let's go to Bill in Eden on WBEN. Bill, you are on. The cops are going to start cracking down on handicap parking violators, and have you a thought on this?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea because people that need that should really have it as an option, so really shouldn't have other people abusing it.
Absolutely, positively. I'm happy to hear them say this, but you know, the one thing that concerns me is usually the cops also do the annual news conference right about now saying how much they're going to crack down on loud music coming from cars, and I don't think anybody's ever been written for it.
Have you seen some of those signs, like when you're getting off the thruway in some places that say decibels, 90 decibels limit?
Really?
Yeah, there's one like in Hamburg.
How have I missed this? I was just in Hamburg.
Yeah, when you get off the thruway there, it's right on the side.
Either I'm just not a really observant driver or the sign mustn't be very big.
But
I'm kind of disappointed in myself that you're telling me this because now I feel like I didn't pay attention when I was driving.
Well, look for it the next time.
Wondering if that bump I hit really was a speed bump.
But you and I know when you're by a car and you can hear like music from the booming bass inside, like whatever, and it sounds like the speaker's kind of cracking just to play it.
And it's never good music.
Exactly. It's kind of like the person in church that sings the loudest might not have the best voice.
Well, they're making a joyful noise for the Lord. Joyful to whom? I'm not sure.
Someone told me once, if God has given you a good voice, then, you know, sing in church to praise him with it. And if he doesn't give you a good voice, sing equally loudly to get back at him.
can't argue with that.
But a couple of other things I think that should be cracked down on by the police would be the people with the super tinted dark windows that you can't even see inside at the driver when you're standing outside in the daylight.
Yes.
Because that's obviously a safety hazard for them. You don't know what the person has inside that they're pointing at you or whatever.
Yeah, actually, now this that's one of those things that varies by states. Some states, you can get away with virtually black windows. New York State is not one of those states, and they will pull you over. And by the way, I should point out, Bill, if you don't know this, there are some people who are medically, like, photosensitive, photophobic, and they literally do need, for valid medical purposes, they actually do need the windows to be very, very tinted and to for their skin to get a minimum of light. Seriously.
I know that if you happen to come across and touch the giant hogweed and get some of that on your skin, you could become photophobic.
Permanently?
I don't know how permanent it is, but I mean, obviously, that's one of the bad things of it, and it can even cause blindness if the sap gets in your eyes.
Well, all I know is that you're very Catholic, and if you do run into the bishop, you need to tell him for me, he's welcome to take his weed back from my house because the bishop's weed is everywhere. It is taken over. Tell His Eminence he may have his weed back. I don't know why they call it Bishop's Weed, but he's responsible.
I'll have to look that up because I've heard you mention that, and I'm not sure what it looks like.
Oh, okay. Bishop's Weed. Okay, imagine Satan in plant form, and that's Bishop's Weed. And a close second, by the way, is Wild Morning Glory, otherwise known as the Boston Strangler. And there's a certain thing about Wild Morning Glory, and here it is. If you have a nice plant or series of plants in your garden, the chance that Wild Morning Glory will sprout up, wrap its ugly tentacles around it, and strangle it into oblivion are excellent.
It's not that purple stuff that you see growing around, is it?
The Wild Morning Glory, a lot of times it'll have like a white flower to it. I mean, a lot of people think it's pretty, but it's also A, invasive, and B, it will choke the life out of other plants. The bishop's weed, some people use it for ground cover. The deer in my neighborhood love this stuff. And I mean, but let's put it this way. All the deer in the neighborhood, okay, and they have not even made a dent in the bishop's weed. The deer, frankly, they've not been pulling their weight.
Yeah, is it like an ivy of some kind, like a poison ivy?
There's nothing poisonous about it. It is just, it's highly invasive, and basically, if Morning Glory strangles the stuff that you want to keep, that you actually like, the bishop's weed will literally overwhelm it.
Maybe you need to plant like another black walnut tree so that...
Oh, no. Black walnut trees, that is the official tree of Satan himself. Because twice a year, that thing sends off about a zillion twigs. Not to mention, at the end of the season, it sends the black walnuts down to the ground. So as you walk around the tree, you're likely to step on a black walnut and go, you know, ass over heels.
Your lawnmower is probably like trying to, it's like mowing through a field of golf balls with those things.
Actually, because, you know, being the guy who does the ads for Nature's Lawn, I don't actually cut my lawn, I trim it.
Ah, okay. And then the other thing about the police cracking down on, if I didn't say it already, was the blatant red light runner.
Now you're talking my language.
I actually saw that this morning. In fact, if people don't know, in Lackawanna, on the way to the city in the morning, a police officer sits at a certain intersection, and I saw it this morning. I mean, the light was changing to red, and I slowed down, and the guy next to me slowed down, and the guy in the left lane just went through it, and the cop pulled out and went behind him, and after a little bit, we saw the red lights come on, and that was that.
Well, look, I understand everybody is in a hurry, okay? But we have had stories in the past 15 years from here in Western New York about people who have died because other people have run red lights. So here's the question you have to ask yourself as a driver. Is where I am going right now worth the chance of taking another human being's life? 99.999% of the time, the answer is going to be absolutely freaking no.
I would like to see a lot of these red light intersections, if they're not that heavily used, just converted into roundabouts in time, because that would be a lot more efficient.
Well, once again, you are preaching my language. I don't know how everybody listening feels about roundabouts or traffic circles. 803-0930 is, by the way, always the telephone number. But that is a, to me anyway, it is a much better way of moving traffic. And we could save, I'm guessing that the cost of building the roundabout probably pays for itself in terms of electricity and light maintenance. I'm sure the state has stats on this, but I'm going to guess you probably get a five-year payback on that.
Yeah, and everybody has to slow down to go around it, and the chances if you hit something, you're not going to hit it with such, you know, intensity that you would in a 90-degree collision.
I'm a real big fan of roundabouts. The only issue with roundabouts is if you know where you are going and you know your way around an area, they're a lot easier than if you don't. And there are some roundabouts in Cape Cod, for example, where you enter the roundabout and there's like six different options. And there's about a million different signs. And I have had to do the Clark Griswold a couple of times, taking the kids to Cape Cod way back when.
Do you like the thing where you have your GPS all set up and the map hasn't been updated yet, and then someone puts a roundabout in and you got to figure out, like, which one do I take?
You know, I find myself using the Waze app more and the Google map more than I do the onboard nav system, because I don't like the voice of the onboard nav lady.
Yeah.
She angers me.
And Waze will show you where the police are, too, I think.
Yes, they do. They show you where the cops are and where the accidents are. But, of course, never violating the speed limit, Bill. I don't worry about such things.
I'm with you right there.
All right, Bill. Thank you. There is Bill in Eden. Wow. This was a kind of a fast-moving show here today, and we didn't actually get the pummeling rain, at least over Amherst, we thought we were going to get. Thanks to Sean Murphy. Thanks to Phil Kennedy. Thanks, of course, to David Bellavia. And we will both be back tomorrow between 3 and 7 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And don't forget, we are commemorating something very, very noteworthy, not just in Buffalo broadcasting, but in national broadcasting. Sandy Beach, 50 years in radio, the celebration Friday, 9 to noon, right here. Do not miss it. It's Appointment Radio on WBEN. Son of a gun, wanna have-